You're listening to Little Love Stories, written and read by Danielle Hines. Short stories about love of all kinds, delivered weekly to your inbox.
Welcome back to Little Love Stories. I'm Danielle. And today I'm going to share a post that I actually wrote 5 years ago to the day, which is just bananas. I wasn't even sure what I was going to share today. And this one caught my eye. And I remember writing it, but I haven't read it since I wrote it 5 years ago. And I got a little choked up. And you'll see why. It's entitled How Life Feels, and I wrote it shortly after my boyfriend at the time, my now husband, and I decided to live apart for a while. It was, we have 3 kids between us. They were, at the time, they would have been, 12, 10, and 9, and, anyone who's got kids those age or older understand that that's a tricky time, and we did the right thing, and it's so affirming to be where we are now, which is settled in love, married, happy, looking forward to a bright future, happy kids doing really well, thriving really. And so it's just beautiful to look back at this post that I wrote, knowing that the unconventional path ended up being the right path for us, and not knowing that so well at the time, but also just leaning into what had to be done, and letting ourselves be carried through with a willingness to do the work that needed to be done, and just be there for our kids. So anyway, without going on any further, here is How Life Feels. It's 5 minutes before I have to wake the kids, and I don't want to move too quickly because the dog will wake up, and I want those 5 minutes desperately. I even tell my own bladder to get lost so I can have them. I can hear my son singing in the bathroom as he brushes his teeth, and I pray that he finishes before my daughter wants the shower so that the day doesn't begin with an argument. My boyfriend would normally be downstairs right now making coffee, but he's not anymore. The tension in our home has been building steadily for the past 8 months. It's no one's fault, but it's also not good for anyone. And while he and I are joined at the hip, content and in love, it's not just us here. I'm a mother of 2, stepmom of 1, girlfriend and human. When all the kids are with us, the first 2 take precedence. When it's just us and my kids, it's the first. And when it's just us, good God, it's almost never just us. Then I can focus on the latter 2. Our lives are busy and complicated and not always easy to navigate. Throw in some big emotions, anxiety, trauma, and very different personalities, and bam. And so for now, my boyfriend will live apart from us some of the time. Here's what I can safely say, though still with a little bit of grief in my throat. I care more about how my life feels than how it looks. There's so much noise out there that will tell me I'm not doing any of this right, and I can't listen to it. I am keenly aware that optically, this is not a recipe for happily ever after. And right now, I don't have a response to that. All I know is that I love these 4 people with everything in me, and this is the right thing for now. We've got to get back to basics. We've got to focus on love, empathy, and what does work. We've got to heal. So as I get out of bed, I pet my dog and assure him that I will let him out in just a minute. I knock on the bathroom door and remind my son that his sister will need the shower soon. I gently open the door to the girls' room and stroke my daughter's cheek as I whisper, "Time to get up, baby." Silently, I give thanks for this home and the people who live, love, fight, laugh, and throw tantrums within it. And as I descend the stairs, knowing my boyfriend won't be waiting for me with a coffee, I let myself be sad. One day at a time, I whisper. One day at a time.
This has been Little Love Stories by Danielle Hines, author of the Sweetwood series, out in spring 2023. To find out more about Danielle, visit her website, writingmiracles.me.